The first coach on the teleconference is Rutgers head coach Chris Ash. Rutgers hosts Eastern Michigan on Saturday, a 3:30 p.m. Eastern Time kickoff on BTN. Coach, thank you very much for joining us. If you could give us some opening comments, then we'll go ahead and take questions.
Week two is upon us. It's amazing how fast this goes once you get into a routine and the season kicks off, but week two is here. Disappointed about an opening week loss, but excited about some of the things that we did in week one and looking forward to playing Eastern Michigan, who was a bowl team last year, and our continued improvement here in our program. So with that, I'll go ahead and take any questions.
Thank you, Coach. We'll take questions now.
To ask a question, please hit star one on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue following two prompts, we will conclude that portion of the coach's call. Your first question comes from the line of Stan Hellman with Scouts.com.
Hi, Coach. Good afternoon.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, good. My question's about the tight end position. Difference maker compared to the emphasis you had on them last year in the passing game.
You broke up on that question there. I didn't hear it.
Sorry, the tight end position. I'm asking what kind of value was that for you in week one?
A lot. We want to be able to utilize our tight ends. I think we have three tight ends right now that we feel really good about that can be a threat in the passing game and also do a great job of blocking in the run game. And the more tight ends that you can have that can do that, the better. They play special teams. They help your offense. And, I'm really excited about what the three players at that position did for us here in week one.
Again, if you'd like to ask a question, press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Your next question comes from the line of Keith Sargent with NJ.com.
Hey, Chris, how are you?
I'm great, Keith.
Chris Creighton, the Eastern Michigan coach. I know you went through Drake in the late 2000s. You have any relationship with him to speak of?
Yeah, I know Chris. Not great, but we have crossed paths and just recently spoke to him this summer at a camp down in Georgia. But he's a great man, a really good coach. He's been successful everywhere he's been, clear back to his days. I believe he started at a small school in Indiana and then at Drake, and then obviously at Eastern Michigan. He's done a fabulous job at Eastern Michigan, taking him to a bowl game last season.
Thanks, Chris.
Your next question comes from the line of Teddy Greenstein with Chicago Tribune.
Hey, Chris, obviously you want to win the game, but big picture, what were the positive takeaways from the Washington game?
Well, there were a lot. If you just look at the stat line, other than the score, which is the most important stat, there were a lot of positives that we took out of that game. You know, I know a lot of people don't talk about time of possession, but we had the ball for 38 minutes, so Washington's 22. We held them to 3 of 11 on third down. We were 9 of 19. We outrushed them. There were a lot of things that we did in that game, physically up front on the offensive line and defensive lines. I thought we played very well. It was the best game our offensive line has played since we've been here. Our running backs ran the ball well. I thought we played really fast on defense. We did a great job of containing their quarterback and some of their what I think are outstanding receivers. We just made too many mistakes. We had a few too many mental errors and a couple things in the kicking game that killed us, but really excited about some of the things I saw on film from our football team.
Thank you.
Your next question comes from the line of Eric Olson with Associated Press.
Yeah, Chris, I was just kind of curious with the reduction in the number of FCS opponents, throughout the Big Ten, how much of a gauge are you able to get on your team when you're playing pretty much all FBS? You know, last year your second game was against Howard, notwithstanding what they did with UNLV this week. You know, playing Eastern Michigan, will you get a better feel for what you have by playing an opponent like that?
Yeah, I mean, I feel really good about having a gauge of what our team is all about after playing Washington in week one. I mean, they're really good and we lost the game, but I feel – like we have a really good gauge of what we have and what we can do and the improvements that we've made after playing a team like Washington. The Big Ten rules of playing FCS are what they are, and obviously it just doesn't happen very often in the Big Ten, but Honestly, I'd rather play team from the MAC like we're doing than playing an FCS team, because you do find out a little bit more about your team, because they're good football teams. And if you're not ready to go, they're going to beat you. And that's really what you want to do.
Again, if you'd like to ask a question, press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Your next question comes from the line of Chris Nowalski with 24sports.com.
Hey, Coach. I was wondering to get your thoughts on how you think your linebackers played on Friday night, and how much is it necessary to get the young freshman linebackers some more reps going forward so they can get on the field as well on defense?
I thought, starting with our middle linebacker, Deontay Robich, I thought he played an outstanding game, the best that he's played since we've been here. Trevor Morris, our starting will linebacker, did some really good things. Had a couple missed tackles out in space against some pretty good running backs by Washington. Our linebacker position, we really played two guys, Ross Douglas and Eric Margolis. Their first real opportunity to get in the game, and they did okay. We've got to improve in that position. But overall, I was really pleased with our linebacking play, especially our Mike and Will guys that have played, that really have shown steady improvement through the offseason, and hopefully that continues this year.
And how much emphasis is it to get the freshman linebackers some time going forward?
Well, it's all situational. They're all over special teams right now. Our very first kickoff of the season here against Washington, we had three freshman linebackers running down the field on kickoff. And we're going to have to continue that trend in all of our special teams as long as they can play, you know, winning football and do what we want them to do. But we'd love to get them on the field defensively. We've got to make sure they're ready. We've got to make sure the situation is right for them to do that and it doesn't hurt our football team. But it is important that eventually we get that done so they get game tested and we can prove them and they can give us some depth, because that's an area right now we just don't have any depth, and it's really a concern if those guys don't get game ready.
All right, Dan. Thanks, Coach. Appreciate it.
Coach, thank you very much for your time, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Yep, thank you, guys. Take care.